This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Thursday celebrated 50 million COVID-19 vaccines administered since he took office, saying the rollout is weeks ahead of schedule, but warning Americans not to become complacent. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the nation's weeks ahead of the pace he promised, 100 million shots in his first 100 days.
In 5 weeks, America's administered the most shots of any country in the world.
More than 45 million Americans have received at least one dose. More than 20 million are now fully vaccinated with both. The president notes a third vaccine may receive federal approval in coming days, and by late spring, there could be enough vaccine for any Americans who want it.
The more people get vaccinated, the faster we're going to beat this pandemic.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States has seen a dramatic turnaround since December and January, when hospitals were teeming with coronavirus patients after a surge officials attributed to holiday gatherings and pandemic fatigue. AP's Jennifer King has more.
17% of adults in the U.S. have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine, and the number of people hospitalized with the disease has dropped by 80,000 in the past 6 weeks. It's providing some relief to frontline health workers, like respiratory therapist Joe Kowalczyk at Mercy Hospital St. Louis, where on a recent shift there were only about 20 coronavirus patients, down from as many as 100 at the peak of the winter surge. Many states are seeing hospitalizations drop as much as 70 to 85%. Hospitalizations nationwide are now at about the same level as earlier peaks in April and July. I'm Jennifer King.
Stocks took a beating on Wall Street on Thursday, with the Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all closing lower. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of Germany and France said Thursday that COVID-19 is here to stay after European leaders discussed ways to fight new variants of the virus, step up inoculations, and save Europe's tourism industry from another ruinous summer. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that countries have to prepare for a situation where they will have to continuously vaccinate for a long period of time.
Kommissionspräsidentin Ursula von der Leyen hat
She quoted European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's report, pointing out that because of the variants of the virus, the continent will have to continuously vaccinate over the coming years. The 27 EU leaders agreed to keep tight restrictions on public life and free movement in place as the bloc races against the emergence of new variants that might hamper an economic rebound. The Commission and EU countries have come under fire for missteps in their joint inoculation program and a stuttering rollout of shots that has lagged badly behind Israel, Britain, and the United States. Aides to Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny say he has been transferred from a Moscow jail to an undisclosed location, suggesting he might be starting a prison sentence, which has been condemned as politically motivated. Navalny's lawyer said the defense team did not know where their client was being taken, but suggested that the transfer to a penal colony could be taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent was sentenced to more than 2 years in a penal colony this month for breaching his parole terms while recovering in Germany from a poisoning attack. Navalny spent months recovering from the attack with a Soviet nerve agent, which he blamed on Putin. Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning. Navalny's arrest upon his return to Moscow in mid-January sparked massive protests across the country. Michigan's attorney general says John Gettert, a former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach, has died by suicide. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Gettert died after Attorney General Dana Nessel announced charges were filed against him, including sexual assault and human trafficking.
It is alleged that John Gettert used force, fraud, and coercion against the young athletes that came to him for gymnastics training for financial benefit to him.
Gettert was coach of the U.S. women's team that won a gold medal in 2012 at the London Olympics. Gettert also had ties to former sports doctor Larry Nassar, who's in prison.
The victims suffer from disordered eating, including bulimia, suicide attempts, and self-harm.
Nessel says many of these victims still carry these scars from Gettert's behavior to this day. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, the